New research out of the University of Utah shows that the use of methamphetamine increases the risk of developing a neurological disease later in life. The study published this month in the journal Drug and Alcohol Dependence also suggests that gender may influence that risk. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
The short-term consequences of using methamphetamine are already well known, from dental problems to memory loss. But new research shows that meth users are more at risk for getting the neurological disease known as Parkinson's later in life.
Many of these people are no longer using these drugs, but here, 20, 30 years later, this disease pops up.
That's Glenn Hansen, a pharmacology professor at the University of Utah and senior author on the study. Using more than 40,000 records in the Utah population database, researchers found that male meth users are three times more at risk for getting Parkinson's disease than non-illicit drug users. And female risk was even greater, nearly five times.
Our data suggests that females are more vulnerable to this long-term damage than males, and this is something we need to follow up on and confirm.
This is particularly relevant in Utah, where Hansen says female use of meth tends to be higher than other states. But he credits a statewide awareness campaign for significantly reducing female use. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.